This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, do you put eggs in the fridge? Do you put marmalade and jam in there? Do you put milk in the door of the fridge? And how do you know if any of that is correct? Agnes Boucher-Hayes is a home economist from the Limerick Institute of Technology. Afternoon, Agnes.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I have to correct you there, Sean. We're now the Technical University of the Shannon, TUS. We're no longer LIT.
I'm so sorry.
I know. We have to keep the overlords happy.
I know. Yeah. People will get confused. They might travel to entirely the wrong university.
Especially around CAO time.
Yes.
Very important.
speaking of confusing, there in the doors of fridges, there are clearly bits where they want you to, you know, or at least they're designed to put liquids in there. And most people would assume that includes milk. Is that the case? Is that what it's for?
Well, no. Technically, no. The designers didn't actually design them for that. Well, you might put your juice in there or maybe a bottle of water, condiments, but milk goes off quicker than any of those things that wouldn't have the same shelf life. So the door would usually run at about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius, whereas the rest of the fridge would run between 1 and 3 degrees Celsius. So what you're doing is you're making sure that there's an even temperature for the fridge.
Right. Okay.
So it becomes a little bit interesting. So the bottom of your fridge is the coldest place. So that's where you'd store any uncooked meats, anything like that. Because it's what you're trying to do at all times is keep time and temperature are your friends when you're trying to prolong and keep food fresh. So you're keeping the temperature low, and the sooner you get cold foods into cold temperatures or fresh foods into cold temperatures, the better. And then in your fridge, the top shelves, they run at about maybe 1 to 2 degrees centigrade. So they're a little bit higher as you know, heat rises. So it's a little bit warmer there. So you might keep yogurts or maybe food that has already been cooked or stuff like that there. And then you can sometimes have a crisping shelf, and that's to do with humidity. And that's where you'd put your vegetables, maybe some fruits, berries, things like that, because the humidity, again, you're slowing down enzymatic reaction, but you're also keeping the chill. So time and temperature are what you're always concerned with.
Right. And on those three levels, where does the milk go then?
The milk would go in the middle. I'd always put it in the middle because it's in and out the quickest. It's most often used, and you usually have a larger space that you can put it in. You can put in your litre or your 2 litres of milk into there, and that's stored at about 2 degrees. But because it's in the cabinet, it's not open. Sometimes we can leave the doors open in fridges, and the door itself will run at a little bit of a higher temperature. But in the cabinet, it runs at a lower temperature, at about 2 degrees. So you'll maybe get that extra little bit out of your milk.
And so by the same token then, if people are chucking a block of cheese into the door, that might be a no-no as well.
Well, cheese is a little bit more resistant, but I wouldn't store my cheese in the door. I would store, again, that in the middle. I'd usually have kind of a dairy shelf where you'd have your yogurts, your milk, some of your cheeses. I would have that in the cabinet of the fridge. That's where we keep it. And again, people might store butter or margarine on the, there's usually an enclosed kind of piece on the left hand on the door as well. I'd also put the butter that I wasn't using, I'd put that into the main part of the fridge. I keep condiments. My advice would be to keep condiments like ketchups, mayonnaise, salad creams, things with longer shelf lives. I would put those on the door of the fridge.
Right, ketchup. Now, because I imagine there's a there would be split opinions on that. A lot of people just keep ketchup in the cupboard, assuming that there's sugar in it, and you know that'll preserve it anyway.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct. It does usually say keep in refrigerated. Most ketchups and jams and things like that would say these days to keep it refrigerated. And again, that's just to slow down enzymatic reaction and to keep the bacteria slow, to slow it down. But because it does have a large amount of sugar, because it does have a you know, preservative like vinegar as well, so you're changing the pH level, so the bacteria won't like it anyway. You can keep that in a press, but sometimes just for storage, it might be handy to hold it in the fridge as well.
Okay, and the same then would apply for jams and marmalades and the like.
You see, the thing is that the jams and marmalades, if you get a jam or a marmalade that has a reduced sugar content, that one won't have the same preservation that you would have in like a jam or a marmalade that has a whole, that's using sugar to preserve it. So ideally, again, most jams, when you buy them commercially, they will say store in a fridge and use within 2 weeks of opening. And that's the guideline that's given. Now, that isn't necessarily what would happen in a domestic setting. You wouldn't maybe go through the whole thing of jam if, you know, within the 2 weeks, and you can hold it in the fridge, but you can also hold it, like if you were storing jam, if you'd made marmalade, you generally hold it in a cool, dry, dark place. And leave it there. If you'd made a large batch of marmalade yourself at home, and what you've done there as well is you've sterilized the jars, you've made sure everything's at the correct temperature, you've reduced the amount of air that's there. So you're taking out and you're removing all of the factors that bacteria like. Whereas when you open the marmalade and you expose it to the air, you know, and it's in and out of the press, you can, and you're introducing your knife maybe into the marmalade or the jam, you're introducing other bacteria as well. So you're just reactivating things. You see, that's where you've got to be a little bit careful.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Now, in the crisper that you refer to, can you keep all vegetables there, or should you?
I suppose the simple answer is you can keep whatever you like there, but there are things that are better when they're not kept there, like garlic, onion and potato. Keep in a cool, dry, dark place, in a press or in a basket or in a garage or somewhere out of the way. They don't need to be kept in a fridge, but your like berries or your salads, things like that, maybe your celery, they can be stored there. You wouldn't necessarily put in your lemons, your citrusy fruits, because they have a good skin on the outside, so they're quite robust anyway. So, you know, you get a good long shelf life out of those at the best of times. But mandarins would have a little bit of a less, they wouldn't have as strong a skin on them, so you might put those in there. If you like cold grapes, put them in. They don't necessarily need to live in there. Things like tomatoes, then, they are slightly different. Tomatoes can sometimes be sold a little bit under-ripened, so you can keep those out. I tend to keep them in the crisper for the simple reason that I mightn't use them all in one go. So it's just about shelf life that I'm trying to preserve and prolong. But things like scallions then, which are coming into season a lot now, you can put those into a glass of water and put them on your window in the kitchen, and the water will keep them, you know, those alive. And then you might have things like herbs, fresh herbs. So, to, you know, when you can buy herbs that are already cut and you mightn't use them all. So you can freeze some, the more robust ones. But also then, if you have something like parsley, just take them out of the plastic packaging, put them into a container that has a little bit of kitchen paper in it that's damp, put another little bit of kitchen paper over the top, and you will get an awful lot longer out of those. Again, what you're doing is you're just adding it. Yeah, so you're giving them the water so that they don't dry out. And that works really well. And then something I've read, I haven't done it myself now, so I can't guarantee this one. I can guarantee the other one, is that if you put a little bit of potato skin in water, and if you had coriander or parsley that was wilting, if you put it into a glass with a little bit of potato skin in water, it revives the starch. It gives it the zhuzh that it needs.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
there is an interesting one.
Yeah. Mm. Now, speaking of the freezer, know the way, well, maybe not you, but, you know, a lot of people might go, oh, my God, there's a load of lamb chops in the back of the freezer. I put them in there in 2024.
There's always something slightly astray.
Yes.
Yeah, there's always something slightly astray in the back of your freezer.
Will that kill you if you eat it?
No, probably not. No, not if your freezer has been kept at minus 18.
Okay.
What will have probably have happened is with meat and proteins in particular, they might become nearly woolly or they don't taste right. And that's freezer burn or over, you know, they've been there for too long. But sometimes, you know, that's, you know, things like, say, if you had a, you know, spring roll or something like that in there, they'd come out fine because you'll cook them directly from frozen to put them into the oven, 180 degrees for about 14 to 16 minutes, and they'll cook away. What you have to be careful of is your freezer runs at minus 18. Now, if you have a cold box on top, you know, if you've got a cold box on the top of your fridge, maybe a three quarters fridge, one quarter cold box, that might only run at minus 12. So, you know, things mightn't last as well in that one. But ice cream is perfect at minus 12. That's
yes.
The optimum temperature for eating the ice cream is at around minus 12.
Yeah.
But no, things, the guideline again, Sean, would be 3 to 6 months, depending on what it is. But remember, you always have to remove the air out of the whatever you're freezing, so that the cold air doesn't have to get through the air inside the container to get to freeze the product. So that will help the freezing process, and it will ensure that it happens quickly. So again, time and temperature, getting the temperature down as quickly as possible and getting the product frozen as quickly as possible is what you're looking to do there.
Yeah.
But if you don't recognize something at all, you know, I might give that a pass.
Okay, yeah, that's a good piece of advice. Martin in the bus, one of our listeners. Martin in the bus, one of our listeners says, so licking the knife in between spreading jam is a no-no then. I'm assuming that's a rhetorical question from Martin there. Agnes, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Agnes Boucher-Hayes there from the Technological University of the Shannon.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.